Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorinsky, and on today's program, I'm talking with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and we are discussing the recent Perry School Board meeting. So, Mr. Wicks, thank you for joining me today.
Great to be here, Joe. Thank you.
So first of all, last night's meeting started with a special work session before the meeting started, and the focus of that was the three-year major facility project plan. Now, you discussed some of the finances available and some of the priorities. So right. What can you tell me about both of those?
Well, first of all, the purpose for our PEPL funds and SAVE funds are to keep the infrastructure going, to keep it strong. So some of the things that we talked about range from anything from carpet and paint to as major of a project as the industrial tech building, which is just a high need to upgrade that building and, you know, possibly not upgrade that building, but to build another building. So it ranges from a small amount of money to up to maybe a couple million dollars for a project. So it's a wide range of different projects.
All right. Now, some of the priorities that were kind of outlined included a vehicle replacement, the electric work at the middle school, and then possibly even the lighting in the
right.
District.
Those are three very important. They're all important, but, you know, we always take a bus out. We need to upgrade our vehicle fleet. Also with that is replacing our lighting system with LED lights, and that can be a huge savings out of the general budget because it's reducing our consumption of electricity. We need to take a look at that, and I know the board is very interested in that. We've also talked about even track renovation, irrigation for a practice field, and then the electrical piece at the middle school. We need to get a handle on the need there, possibly just have an overall approach as far as what we need to do with the electrical piece, because when that building was built, it wasn't built for all the computers that are used now. So we need to assess that a little bit and get a good idea of what our needs are, electrically speaking.
All right. Now, nothing was decided on that. There will be another work session in early December, so we will keep an eye on that
for sure.
Getting on to the meeting itself, one of the things that you mentioned was that you were at a superintendent's conference, I believe you said, Heartland.
Heartland superintendent.
Yeah, and there you met with a couple legislators, and there might be bad news as far as schools are concerned.
Well, let's just call it challenging news for all schools, not just Perry, but with the state of the economy in Iowa, it appears to some of the people in the know with the legislators, the lobbyists, that there is probably a good chance that we'll be receiving 0% dollars for schools, which is going to be a pinch for everybody. And we'll just have to always work at what can we do more efficiently? What can we do? Because when the economy was going great 3 and 4 years ago, schools were still getting 2% or less. I just would be very, very surprised if we receive any more than that.
All right. Well, I know I'll be contacting my legislature to help them realize that it's important.
Well, you're right, Joe. Here's the key. What is the value of education? What's the value of public schools? And what does this service do for the community? What does it do for each of those kids? And what if we didn't have it? Then what? So it needs to be a priority for all of us. And yet at the same time, we need to try to demonstrate to our legislators the value that public schools offer to each and every kid, and every kid counts. So with that philosophy, it is important to have a little bit of allowable growth. I hope that things work out for schools, and I hope it's not 0%.
So we will definitely keep an eye on that once the legislature comes back in session.
You bet.
Now, one last thing that I wanted to talk about, moving from some challenging news, as you called it, to some good news, is the Dewey Field Improvement Plan. The master plan was outlined last night.
Yes, it was. Very exciting as it connects to Blue Jay Pride, as it connects to the pride of Perry. I just am so excited about this project because it's more than just the renovation of Dewey Field and the entrance. It's about who we are, who we want to be, and trying to make that statement when people come into that stadium that they can just sense and they have a feel that this is a place that has pride in its school and its community. So that was approved last night, and just the phase one was approved at $1.1 million. As we've talked about in other conferences here, we have $700,000 to work with. So obviously we're a little bit short. We have some work to do. to complete phase one.
Yep, and said that there's probably going to be about a 9-month period starting basically now where you're going to have to try to raise that $500,000 extra to cover the rest of that.
That is correct. The architect engineer said that probably the first draw won't be until that May, June time. So we hope to start that project early part of spring, hope to have it completed at the beginning of that football season. And again, that phase one would be the entrance, having a plaza look, a new concession stand, new bleachers. And our hope is that we would be able to get even the press boxes taken care of. But that's more in phase two. But we do have that very much needed new concession stand on the horizon.
Yeah, and anyone who went to a football game this last season, including myself, can tell you that it was in need of some help. So this is a good project.
Yes. Oh, very much so. Very much so. Along with that entrance, I didn't mention there's going to be a couple ticket booths and have the letter P on there. The lettering looks sharp. A nice high arch that would include the name of the field. And then we have Blue Jays and Jets on the gates. And I think that people will be very pleased with it. And we're trying to do it very economically, even though it does sound, and it is a lot of money. That's just the nature of the beast.
All right. Well, Clark Wick, Superintendent of Perry, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Hey, one thing I did want to close with, our principals talked about parent-teacher conferences. First of all, a shout out to all the teachers that really work so hard to prepare for those parent-teacher conferences. And with that, elementary had 97 to 98% of the parents came to those conferences. That's tremendous. The middle school, 92%, which for middle school, that's a very high number. And for high school, close to 90% of parents came out. So kudos to the parents that made that priority and the effort to get there. And if you look at those numbers across the state, that is very, very high. And we're very proud of our staff and our students, as well as the parents, making that a priority.
Yeah, absolutely. Kudos to everyone involved with that. Well, Clark, thank you so much for joining me as always. I appreciate it.
It's always great to be here. Talk about Perry Schools. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.